I've been here many times with football, really, and personally, and I've always been very well received here in Belfast, so it's great coming back for something I can hopefully make an imprint on the communities, and we'll start to make an imprint on the communities. I think it's we've run this project in Doncaster and London, and it's done remarkably well. I think that the Rio Ferdinand Foundation, we are one part of probably a three-pronged attack on the communities that we're looking to go into, in terms of where at the front end you've got active communities that have been here on the ground for a long time, for a number of years, who've got a great success rate in terms of bringing kids in off the estates or the streets, giving them that self-esteem, and then we're sitting in the middle where we can put them through the schemes, the different, so that they get the education and they're work ready at the end of, when they come out the other end of our schemes. And at the other end is BT, as part of the partnership, that they're there with the opportunities for the jobs. So for a young kid to sit there on an estate and think, am I going to get involved with this foundation? I might not, a few years ago before we had BT on side. Now with BT, they see an opportunity, and you know what, I'm going to go in there and hopefully I'll get a chance to get a job at the end of it and change my life, and that's the goal for us.
I mean, everyone will know of your association with football, but in terms of the jobs in the community, it's not just a sporting opportunity, it's many facets.
That's exactly it. There's different facets to it. I think that sport is a great driver of getting interest, but I think on the back of that, there is so many more opportunities there, especially in the coming years with tech, and the tech literacy is part of what we do with BT as well, that kids have to understand a lot of jobs are changing, a lot of jobs are going to be introduced that weren't there before through technology, and we need to build kids up to be able to go into them workforces, and companies like BT, we want them to tell us what's coming in the next 5 years, what jobs are coming, so we can identify them jobs, then tell the young kids this is where you need to aim to if that's your interest, and get them work ready for them jobs that are coming, because we need to create opportunities for these young people.
With your foundation and in the years to come, is that almost a separate legacy that you hope to create for yourself as well, and in terms of helping in that way too?
Yeah, I'd like my kids to know me for being a great dad, but also for not just being a footballer, and I think that's a big goal of mine for the next phase of my life, in that, as I said, I've been fortunate enough to have a really good career at football. I want to forge a career somewhere else, and in the charitable space is somewhere where I'm very passionate.
The new Premier League season coming up, obviously a lot more money being spent again in the transfer window. Do you expect the same old? Do you expect Chelsea? Do you expect a stronger challenge from United? How do you see the title
is
going?
I think they'll reinvest, and I think it's about the investment, how they're doing the next window. Man United, three trophies last year, they'll be looking to make a bigger impact in the league next year, I'm sure. Chelsea will go again. Man City will be stronger, definitely. Tottenham, can they break that hoodoo of runners-up? So it's interesting.